Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff here once again with another episode of the Freedom Nation podcast. And on today's show, I've got Jim, and Jim is a, he's had a lot of success in businesses and things like that, but he reached a point in life where he went, yeah, but that's not really everything and it's not always fulfilling. And so he kind of went on a journey to find that fulfillment for himself and for others. And he's going to show us how to do that today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on in just one second.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation podcast with Jeff Kickel. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Jim, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
I am glad to have you on today. Let's get started with your story. Tell us your story. How'd you get to where you're at today?
Yeah, I would love to. So for me, I started business at a pretty young age, and I got this sort of Midas touch feeling. I felt like no matter what I did, I could be successful and make money at it. And for, you know, the early part of my life, that became sort of my identity. Okay. I was just known as the guy who always had cash in his pocket, who could always be involved in a business, or could always just, you know, do something successful in terms of, you know, what most people defined as success. And I let that definition really take control of my life. So as my life evolved, I got married, we had our first kid, came time to be a dad. And for me, my definition of fatherhood, what I saw growing up, what was modeled for me, was hardest worker in the room, provide for your family, make sure they have everything that they need. You're off to work, right? You're off to work before they wake up. You'll come home, you know, right around bedtime. You're going to do what you have to do to make it work.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I leaned heavy into, again, my expertise in making money to say, hey, I'm going to provide for my family. And that's what I did for 6 straight years. I was out of the house at 3 o'clock in the morning. I would come home 9 o'clock at night, 6 days a week, and made sure we had whatever we wanted, cars, house, whatever, like the toys, more than you could ask for. Up until October 29th, 2019, it's my son's 6th birthday. Okay. So I get home 8:45 on the dot, and I come in and I'm like, all right, well, let's sing happy birthday before everyone goes to bed. And I could just feel the air in the house was just depleted. And my wife like plops down this half-eaten birthday cake on the kitchen table. And I'm standing there and just everything felt wrong. So like I can feel my wife is exhausted. She's frustrated. She's had a long day of dealing with the kids' friends and everything else. And my son's ready for bed. It just, for me, I wanted to feel like, hey, everyone, dad's home. Let's celebrate and let's be excited. And what wound up happening was I was on the brink of divorce in the worst physical shape of my life. I had no relationship with my kids, had a great car in the driveway, had money in the bank, but literally every other metric of my life was in the absolute gutter. So standing there on that night in front of that half-eaten birthday cake, I realized that success was not what I was chasing, right? I wasn't chasing the right version of success. I was chasing this, you know, very hollow definition that the world gave me. And so from that, obviously there's a lot of work that goes into figuring that out. And that's been a journey for the past 6+ years. But now I've rededicated my time to helping other people show up in their own lives and be present for the whole cake, I like to say.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And I mean that, you know, when you think about it, when you came home, it was about you. It wasn't about him on his birthday. It was about, yeah, dad's home and let's celebrate. No, it's about him. And you missed that. So yeah, I mean, I'm guessing ever since you've never missed a birthday.
I have not.
Yeah.
There's been whole cakes at every one of those birthdays ever since.
That's exactly right. So I get where that, now I finally get your tagline, you'd be there for the whole cake.
Yeah.
Thing. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, I know you've still continued, you've got successful businesses and stuff like that. What have you done after that, beyond just showing up to the birthdays and all that, what have you done kind of personally, introspectively to get yourself to where you are now?
I feel like the biggest part of that is finding out who you actually are. And okay. It's not this definition that the world gives you of you're a successful business person. Hmm. It's, you know, what is your actual identity? Who are you? What is your God-given gift you were put on this earth to perform? Like, why are you here? Right. And yeah. I know it's a very broad question and a lot of people are going to struggle with that. But to me, that was the journey, right? And that still is the journey to try and figure out, hey, you're not here just to sell stuff and make money. What are you here to do? So a large part of that transformative process is figuring out the answer to that question and pursuing, trying to be the best version of yourself every day.
Excellent. Excellent. So now do you take on clients and help them do this too, or?
I do. So okay. I still operate. I have a digital marketing agency. That's okay. My quote unquote 9-to-5. I am partners in a couple other businesses. Mm-hmm. So I stay busy. I ironically work less now than I did, and the businesses are doing better than they were.
Of course.
So
anytime you get yourself out of the way, it's amazing how the business runs. Right?
Yeah. They call it a bottleneck because it's at the top, right?
Yeah.
Weird how we never really think about that part. Anyway, I spend most of my time now working with other people, doing podcasts. Yeah. I have a podcast of my own. I've written 6 books, and a lot of that comes down to my desire to help other people.
Yeah.
Not go through the same level of pain and to be able to have someone to kind of walk with them, through that journey.
Okay. Awesome. So explain to me, let's say I come to you, I'm a stressed out business owner. I've missed my kids' birthdays and stuff like that. How do you kind of engage with that person and then take them through whatever process you have?
Okay. So step one for me is I believe that people have a very basic need for 4 things.
Okay.
And that is to feel loved, appreciated, seen, and heard.
Okay.
So the way that I start this, right, it's not, hey, here's a bunch of advice, you go follow it, right? We're going to sit down, we're going to figure out what's missing in your current day-to-day scenario that you're not feeling loved, appreciated, seen, and heard from, whether it's work, whether it's home, whether it's, you know, your spiritual life, whatever it is. Where are you at right now? Right. We're going to unpack that and get you to a point where you feel seen and heard, because then you'll be able to actually start making progress. And I think that's a step a lot of people miss, right? They want to just prescribe directions and say, hey, go do this. Yeah. But if you're not at a spot yet where you feel like you're worth actually investing time and energy into, none of it's going to work. So for me, it's mostly about trying to uncover that part of the story to really own who you are. The mess, the good stuff, the bad stuff. And then from there, then you can figure out what the directions look like.
Excellent. So now do you deliver this on a one-to-one basis? Do you work with a group of, you know, people at a time? How do you deliver it?
Yeah. So for me, the majority of it is one-to-one. I mentioned I have a couple books. So I've written 6 books. One of them is called Show Up More. It's a 28-day, day-by-day guide for you to follow along and kind of, start that process on your own. The other books after that are really like deeper dives into each of the different verticals.
Yeah.
But, you know, for someone who wants to kind of take this journey by themselves, hey, start there. If you're looking to have someone really by your side, that's when I would do kind of that one-on-one scenario.
Nice. So talk to me about what this has meant to you and some of your clients as you guys have kind of changed your focus. Tell me a little bit about how that's made you kind of feel, show up, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is what I wake up for, to be honest. It gives me the most amount of energy and joy. It almost feels guilty in a way that I get to be a part of these, you know, transformative processes, because, you know, there's so much freedom that comes from it. And I love that word for this. Is that, you know, once you realize kind of who you actually are and what you were put on this earth to do, and you're allowing yourself to do that every day, you finally feel free to be yourself, right? And to be able to watch that happen in real time is such a blessing.
That's awesome. So talk to me a little bit about how long do you typically work with somebody? Is it ongoing coaching, or is it, hey, we've got a very specific period of time that we're going to work on this and kind of take them through a process? What is that for you?
Yeah, the process is life. I don't define it down to, hey, here's a 6-week program that you're going to have to graduate from. Everyone's at a different starting point and a different end point, right? And, you know, the way that I see it typically work is you'll make the most amount of progress within like the first 6 months. It'll taper down inside of a year. And then from that, it's really maintenance, right? So you're still going to have someone who's really by your side. Hey, you're going through a situation, you need someone to talk to. Cool. I'm here. So the bulk of the work typically takes between 6 months and a year. After that, you know, it's not something I ever really graduate people from. It's relationships. I do this. Yes, I do it professionally. I don't do it for the money aspect of it. So for me, it's about building a relationship with someone. And hey, if you're in a situation where you need someone to reach out to, if we haven't spoken for 4 years and you just happen to call, you know, we'll be there.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, it, you know, and I think you'd probably do it for free, but I think people don't, they don't value it unless they pay something for it. It'd be my guess.
That is true. You know, I think even the people who pay for it, unless they are really in a spot where they understand the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of the change, right? Because for all of us, like, we acknowledge the fact that, hey, we could be better. We could be showing up more. But we're kind of comfortable with a little bit of like that frustration. It's not as uncomfortable as having the difficult conversation.
So
really for me, it's getting over that hump, I think, is the biggest thing, more so than the dollar amount.
Absolutely. What's the next steps for you? Where do you see this progressing going forward?
More. You know, to me, it's about being able to have these conversations at scale. So whether that means, you know, more podcasts to reach more people and kind of open their eyes up to what it looks like to show up more in their own lives, or, you know, being able to have people that I've worked with start doing this on their own. And I don't mean like some type of fancy certification process method, but I just mean I want more people to be present in their own lives. And however we can butterfly effect that into reality is what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the big key too, is like, okay, there's only one you, but if you can, you know, if you can turn 100 yous out there into the world that are helping people, it is the butterfly effect. It's just going to keep going and going and going and going and building from there. So I love that idea. So tell me a little bit about the other books. I mean, you talked about the one. What are some of the other books that you've written?
Yeah. So the other ones are deeper into the individual topics. So for me, when I talk about No Half Cakes, I identify a whole cake as having 6 slices.
Okay.
So my philosophy here is professional, emotional, relational, financial, spiritual, and physical. If I did all 6, I usually forget one or double up on one, but I think that was all 6.
I do the same thing. You know, you'll get your framework and it's like, crap, I can't remember that one piece of it.
So each one of the books is a deeper dive into that individual topic, right?
Nice.
So the way that I structured it was, hey, if you have no idea where to start, start with the original Show Up More book. That'll help you, again, feel that loved, appreciated, seen, and heard. Start there. Then kind of figure out, hey, what is the biggest thing I need help with? Maybe you're okay spiritually and in the professional world, but you have no emotional health, right? Start there and then deeper dive into that and kind of use them as needed. I didn't write them with the intention that you'd read them in order or straight through. So my intention was, hey, have this as a companion. If you are feeling whatever the stressor is in the emotional realm, you could pick up, go to that chapter, read that book, read that chapter rather. So it's meant more as a companion rather than a straight through, hey, let me solve all your problems in a couple of chapters type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it might be, hey, I'm really focused on this area, so I'm going to focus on this book for this period of time. Okay, now I'm done. Where's the next area that I identified in that process? Does the first one kind of lay the whole system out, or is it?
It does. Yeah. So the first one is really about kind of helping you to understand what your starting point is and really come to terms with, hey, where are you at? And it doesn't have to be this thing that you announce to the world, but it has to be a real understanding with yourself. So it's really about kind of opening up that aspect of it. And then once you again feel comfortable with, hey, all right, cool, this is where I'm at. I might not love it, but I accept my starting point. Then, the rest of them kind of take you a little bit deeper into what to do next.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Any books on the horizon?
There's a couple. I've got a couple in the works. I also, my daughter has written a couple books, so I enjoy helping her do that as well. But there's a few more cooking in there.
What's she writing on?
She wrote a couple of children's books. So the first one was called The Way You Shine. And that's a story about kids on their way home from school who recognize other kids who are maybe feeling a little bit less than. And so it's about helping them to understand what their gifting is. And she wrote it when she was 8 years old. I did the illustrations for her. So it's been a fun project. And then she wrote a Christmas book version of that as well.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. Get her started early. Is she the creative one of the crowd or?
It's a mix. It's really a varied mixed bag in this house. So there's lots of entrepreneurial things going on.
Good. Well, I mean, dad's kind of flecked off on him a little bit. Now that you get to spend more time around him, look what happens.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff.
Well, fantastic. Well, let's transition to the fast five questions now.
Okay, let's do it.
Fantastic. Well, first question. You wake up in the morning, business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, laptop computer, place to stay, food and clothing. What do you do first?
Find someone to serve.
Okay.
So for me, it's how I started most of my businesses was, finding someone who needs something and going out and serving. Mm. And, that the word of mouth referral will come in. The people will, to me, when you put your heart behind something and you actually help people genuinely, business will take care of itself. Obviously, there's a lot of strategy that goes into like scaling and that whole nine. Yeah, I'm not going to dismiss that. But if you had to start over tomorrow, I'm going to show up and serve. I'm going to, even if I gave that $500 away to a business that needed it, it's about, showing up and putting forth that level of heart into whatever you do.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Next question for you. What's your biggest business mistake?
Thinking you have all the answers. I would 100% say thinking you know best.
Yeah, absolutely. What's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
If I had to pick a good book, Profit First comes to mind. It's a pretty good one. I think a lot of people skirt around the idea of making money, and it's a problem I had, to be frank. This thought of, hey, you can just go make more money and you don't necessarily need to like properly allocate it. You could just go make more of it. But really understanding kind of the theory behind it was very helpful.
Well, I mean, if you just even get the whole concept of profit first, I mean, it changes the accounting equation and goes from, income, expenses, here's what's left over to income, profit, then here's what's left over to pay the bills. I mean, that simple process, every business I've started since reading that, day one, we've been profitable businesses, which most take months and months and months, mainly because I think people don't even focus on it. They just keep getting in there. And like you said, I can make more money. Well, yeah, you can make more money, but if you don't control the expense side of it, it doesn't matter. And if you don't prioritize profits, the same thing. What's a tool that you use in your business that you might recommend?
I would say, from the technical standpoint, I would say something like a Google Analytics.
Okay.
Super important. I think a lot of people gloss over that and how much you can really understand about, hey, what is your customer looking for? From a non-technical standpoint, and that's probably not the answer you're looking for, but relationships is without a doubt the biggest lever you can pull.
I open that question up to whatever it is, and I've had everything from a yellow legal pad to all kinds of fancy technical stuff. So I love relationships because, I mean, that's really the key in business. I mean, if you don't have relationships, you're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
And I find that as I fall back on those in my career, that, every time I do, amazing things happen as a result of that. And if I can go serve, somebody else, amazingly how things come back my direction at that point.
100%.
Awesome. All right. Last question for you. What is your definition of freedom?
The ability to live a life where people are going to wonder if you're at work or at play.
I like that.
Where you can live a life where you don't necessarily draw the distinction and people have to wonder, hey, is that guy working or is that guy at play?
Yeah. Then you're really not working either. Anyhow. It's right. You're doing what you enjoy and everything. So, Jim, if somebody's interested in learning a little bit more about you, about what you do, wants to get in contact with you, where's the best place to find you?
Absolutely. So jimsibelico.com is an easy spot. You'll find me on any of the social medias. I'm always around.
Perfect.
Only Jim Sibelico in the world. So you look for me, you'll find me pretty easily.
I love it. Love it. Well, we'll put that in the show notes so we can find you real easily. And I'm assuming if somebody needs a digital marketer, you would certainly be glad to help in that world as well.
100%.
Awesome. Well, very cool. So, Jim, thank you for being part of the show today. We really, truly appreciate it. It was an enjoyable conversation. And thank you for getting home late that one night with your birthday cake and your half birthday cake and helping people to find a full one from now going forward. So thanks a lot. And folks, as always, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you shoot us a question if you need to in the comments. And we'll be glad to help out and answer those questions. Love to do it. So thanks a lot. And we'll see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.